At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, this news, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
Yes, it will be a good one. And yes, it is the long-awaited return of This League Uncut. Mark Stein here with Chris Haynes. We have been separated for more than a week. I left the country. I went to London right when the NBA Finals started. Got to London on the day of Game 1. Had my own slew of travel adventures, but I am back in the States now. Chris Haynes, the star of our show, is in Miami at the Finals, so we can all experience this vicariously through him. And we will get to Finals talk. Of course, the Denver Nuggets take a 2-1 lead into Game 4 Friday night. Chris and I recording this on a Thursday night. We will get to the finals because obviously pivotal Game 3 result. History tells us when it's 1-1, the team that wins Game 3 goes on to win it all 80% of the time, 32 times out of 40 in league history. So that was a huge win for Denver. We'll get into whether Miami can win Game 4 and get this thing back on track and still make it a long series. But we've got to start with some matters away from the NBA Finals because it has been a crazy, newsy week. Man, was I throwing things when Chris Haynes posted a Dallas Mavericks story on Monday when I'm in London. Man, was I upset. But we'll get to that in a minute. We're going to start with the Wednesday bombshell from Mr. Haynes that Chris Paul has been informed by the Phoenix Suns that they intend to waive him later this month. Of course, the Suns have a June 28th deadline to either guarantee Paul's contract fully for next season at $30.8 million or by waiving him on June 28th, they would only owe him $15.8 million in that deal. Obviously, that story generating a lot of discussion. Again, away from the finals, do not want to detract from the championship series, but this is a massive story. Chris Haynes, first of all, how are you, sir? It's been a while since we hung out, man.
Stein, I am in my favorite city in the country, Miami. I have an ocean view. I went out there. There was some sun out today this afternoon. I went out to the beach, and I said, you know, I was tired, so I felt like, you know, I'm going to go out there and take a nap on the beach. As soon as I get out there, put my towel down on a nice white sand, take my shirt off, lay down on the towel, 5 minutes later, a severe rainstorm just hit, which led me to running probably 95% speed, running back to my hotel room, drenched in rain, soaking wet. And so that was my, that was the moment in time that I had to enjoy the 5 minutes of which I saw sunlight out there. So I'll try it again tomorrow. It'll be my last day. Try it again tomorrow before the game. But I have yet to experience good Miami weather since I've been here.
So actually, you just dropped a couple items. There are multiple items that I want to now interrupt our Chris Paul discussion before I get to. So it is Miami is your number one city on the NBA map. Number one.
I was 1A, 1B.
That's what you
New
said.
York, Miami. Yeah, number one. Number one. Yes, number one.
Okay. I'm a little surprised by that, but I guess you like what you
like. Why? How could,
I mean, I love Miami. I love Miami, but I just I wouldn't have it number one, but okay. That's just me.
Well, something's wrong with you, Stein. But let's get back to Chris Paul, because that's what everybody wants to hear about. So let me
– Well,
let
the,
me
break, the last break. Thing, before we get to Chris Paul, is there any video of you running at 95% speed? Because I would really
not.
Like – I would really I like to see
not.
That.
The reason it was 95% opposed to 100% because I was trying to make sure I didn't slip. I didn't want to slip and fall on that sidewalk and hurt and do damage to myself. So I run at 95% speed. But Stein, there was very little warning. I mean, the warning we had was thunderstorms just started. It was loud. It was, Stein, it reminded me of those thunderstorms that we were experiencing in the bubble in Orlando. The thunderstorms came out of nowhere. Boom, boom, boom. And you should have saw it. The beach just took off. It was like it was a horror movie. Like everybody would just took off running. It, you know, they took off towards the street. And luckily, my hotel is right across the street from the beach. So I didn't have that long of a run. But yeah, it was 95% because I didn't want to slip and fall. So I was trying to watch each step.
A lot of flexing going on. You got a hotel on the beach. You're taking off your shirt. You're slipping in these little flexes.
Well, absolutely. You know, this is still PG-13. This is not like my man Stephen A. Smith. Now Stephen A. Smith, his pod.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not going to get too far into some trouble here. I was in England when that happened. I only saw a couple excerpts, and I was like, "What is going on here?" Or maybe I was still home. I don't know.
Stephen A is letting loose.
All right, you're right. We need to get let's elegantly move to Chris Paul.
Okay.
Just go to it. Lay it out for us.
Yeah, so I received word yesterday, which was Wednesday night. So I go into the arena, you have to go through security. And so as I'm going through security, you have to put your phone. It's on that. It's like the conveyor belt. We have to go through this, put all your items down. It's just like you do at an airport. You have to do that in Miami. And so as I put my phone down, I see that I missed a call from this very, very important individual. Very, very important individual. So I'm like, all right, okay. I'll call him right back as soon as I pick up the phone on the other end. So then when the phone comes out on the other end, I seen that I missed two calls from this person just in that short of a time frame. So I'm like, what is going on? So I call this individual.
This
back.
Is usually good news for a reporter, by the way. Bad news. This is good news.
That is, yeah, this is usually good news. When you're getting a call from this very important individual, you usually pick up right away. But, you know, he called twice. This individual called twice. I'm giving a little bit away of saying he called twice. And so I get word that the Suns have reached out to Chris Paul's representative, his agent, Steve Heumann. And I was told that they were informed that they will be waived. He will be waived by the June 28th deadline. And so that's what I went with. Had multiple sources. I got on the phone with a few people, and that's what I went with. And so I can say this. So when I reported that I did receive a call from the Suns saying that basically that there are options. There are options out there where they can still trade Chris Paul. But the likely scenario, yes, is a wave. But what I can say is this. I can say this. Chris Paul and his representative left that initial phone call with the impression, and how they took it was he was going to be waived by the deadline.
That's the way. Because they may have options, but let's be honest here. They're going to try to trade him because of the contract. And if they don't trade him, they are going to waive him. That's basically my interpretation as a, I think, I'll say seasoned spectator of a story like this.
Yeah. You know, it's always funny seeing other people, how they spin things and all that. It's always funny. And, you know, local, national, that's always funny. But I feel pretty good about my sourcing on this, and that's why I stood it. So I had the opportunity to include, before anybody else chimed in on it, I had the opportunity to include, oh, yeah, trading is an option. You know, we could look into trading, but I'm standing by my report. I'm standing by the people who I've spoke with. Got pretty good sourcing on this time. And so I left it up, and I leave all the other shenanigans to other folks.
Yeah, because look, it totally makes sense that they would try to trade him, because that contract perhaps could be appealing to someone else. But one way or the other, they're moving on from Chris Paul. Now, it's interesting because last night a rival team said to me that what they heard is, no, Phoenix is going to waive him and re-sign him. And that is technically possible. It is technically an option. But if you're Chris Paul and they've waived you, why would you want to sign back there for the minimum? I'm assuming Chris Paul, yes, I don't think he's in this huge rush to leave Phoenix, but you know, if they're going to take the step of waiving him, it would make sense that he would want to look around and see what other options he has in free agency, if that's the step they're going to take. Because again, just to be clear, if they waive and stretch him, that's the best route for the Suns to create significant cap space to try to make another move. If they waive and stretch Chris Paul, they would then have full access to the mid-level exception of 12 plus million. But if you waive and stretch Chris Paul, you can't re-sign him. So they would just have to outright waive him. If they wanted to bring him back, they would have to hope that he'd be willing to come for the minimum. And at that point, why wouldn't Chris Paul sign with the Lakers or someone else in free agency that didn't just waive him 2-3 days before?
And I think that's an option when they waive him, not the waive and stretch provision. I think that is an option to waive him and to see if he'll be willing to re-sign back at a lower number. I just don't know. I haven't spoken to Chris yet, but I don't know if he would be willing to do that. But knowing him, you know, he'll have to talk with his wife and kids, and his agent, his brother CJ, and get together and see what's the logical option for him. But what I do know is I was told that he feels he has several years left to play at a high level, and he wants to help a team contend and compete for a championship. So would that be in Phoenix? I don't know. And, you know, I don't know if this process rubs him the wrong way. You know, I can't wait to when he gets to speak on it. But one thing I do know, Stein, Chris Paul did tell me a few days ago that he will come on the podcast. So we will have Chris Paul at some point this offseason. So there will be a lot to talk about. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know as of right now. I don't know how he feels about the possibility of resigning. You know,
and, yeah, I probably should not be the one trying to guess where his head's at because, you know, I have not spoken to Chris Paul in ages. I'm just, again, putting my observer cap on. It's just hard for me to see that he would be waived and then just say, yeah, cool. You know, I'll stay on the minimum. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he would want to be in Phoenix so bad that he'd be fine with those conditions. But my read from where we are in not quite mid June, I would imagine that if Chris Paul is waived and is on the open market, he's going to get some enticing offers because, you know, they may not be the most lucrative, but, you know, he's going to have plenty of options to, you know, again, I mean, to me, the Lakers, that would be such a natural one. You know, there's all this question of, are they going to bring back D'Angelo Russell? At what price point would they re-sign D'Angelo Russell? I mean, I would imagine LeBron would love the chance to play with Chris Paul. And to me, I think we've seen how willing LeBron is to cede some of the ball handling responsibilities to Austin Reeves. I don't think LeBron would mind having another ball handler around too. So there's a reason why so many people are bringing up the Lakers, and there will be others, I'm sure. But I guess to me, the Lakers just seems like such a logical landing spot because we know of the LeBron Chris Paul relationship.
For sure. That's going to be definitely that he'll be tied to the Lakers. I don't know about the Clippers. You know, I know Chris Paul lives in LA, what family does. And I don't know about the Clippers because I would think, I don't have any intel on this as of right now, but I would think they plan to re-sign Russ. I would think. So I don't know how realistic that would be on Chris Paul. But I will say this, a prominent member of the Los Angeles Clippers, a player, texted me yesterday, right when I reported the Chris Paul news, and said they would love to have Chris Paul over there. So he's definitely going to have people in his corner, prominent players from teams out there, contending teams in his corner to try to bring him on. You wonder if the front office is going to feel the same way.
Yeah, Chris Paul in, you know, making 30-something million, you know, there's going to be a limited market. Chris Paul as a free agent, you know, that's a completely different situation. You know, Lakers and Clippers, easy for us to talk about them as potential destinations, but there will be more that we don't know yet if he actually makes it to free agency. So that's definitely an interesting one. I mean, it's interesting. You know, I had heard, honestly, for a couple weeks here that, hey, keep your eye on a wave and stretch for Chris Paul in Phoenix. And I just didn't. I'm like, wow, are they really going to take that step? I guess I shouldn't have been as skeptical as I was because, you know, that is.
You told me that, Stein. You told me that weeks ago. You were hearing that.
Yeah, I guess I guess my sources were right. Sometimes that happens sometimes that happens where they're way out in front of the news and you're like, damn, I should have listened better. Because it is one of the options. You know, trade him, wave him outright, wave and stretch. But I think the summation is an exit from Phoenix is very, 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 very likely. Let's at least say that much. I mean, that is clearly the message here.
And that's what Chris Paul and his representative came away with when contacted by the team yesterday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay, now let's move on to the story that began the week. And like I said, I'm over it now. I'm over it now. Even though you're family to me, even though you are family to me, Monday, it's stopped. Monday, I'm in London. Clock is ticking. Stein is running out of time in his favorite place to escape. So what was my plan on Monday? Tuesday, I knew I had a huge piece that would be, I was so, you know, I actually got the chance. I've struck an arrangement with SB Nation to syndicate Tuesday's column and next Tuesday's column. A first in the history of my little, my humble little Substack that SB Nation is running my piece. So what my plan was Monday, I'm going to work all day Monday to get the Tuesday piece ready. And then Tuesday, I'm going to be able to enjoy one last London fling. I'm going to go sneak away and watch some grass court tennis in Surbiton, which you know how much I love my tennis. I'm so excited. And then there it is. I'm in a coffee shop working away. And Chris Haynes drops the story. No warning to his podcast partner, Kyrie Irving. Is trying to convince LeBron James to come to Dallas. You didn't realize what you did to me, did you? You didn't realize.
I did.
I'm over it now.
I thought you were asleep. I knew you were out the country, and I'm not familiar with the time zone difference. Of what it, you know? I assume it was probably 2-3 in the morning at that time. But what was your reaction to hearing that? Is that something you heard before? Or did that catch you by surprise?
My reaction, honestly, is very cynical to the intentions here because I think Kyrie Irving knows quite well that the chances of the Mavericks trying to orchestrate any possible way to acquire LeBron James are pretty much close to nil if I continue with London speak. So to me, really my reaction is he wants to be a recruiter for the Mavs. And I think that's kind of his way of trying to appeal to the Mavs that he has even more value to them off the court beyond what he could deliver as a player. Cause look, it's a negotiation now. I think based on everything I've heard, Kyrie wants to stay in Dallas. And one motivation that was suggested to me is that, you know, he's tired of the narrative that he's trying to get his, you know, force his way to the Lakers. And, you know, so why not try to convince LeBron to come to the Mavs, even though, again, that's just not possible. But it's negotiation time and he wants to, you know, establish himself as having value to the Mavs both on and off the court. That was really my first reaction.
As the author of the story, my reaction was, and my reaction is similar to yours, Stein, but my reaction was, he's staying in Dallas. Like, that was basically kind of like a subtle confirmation of he's resigning with the Mavericks. That's what I gather more so out of it than anything else. Yes, you know, I try to put that in my piece on, you know, if you're going to write something like that, write what, how it could happen. And it would just take, it would take LeBron asking for a buyout. You know, he has $100 million left on a 2-year deal. The second year is a player option, asking for a buyout, signing for significantly less. And Kyrie, it would take Kyrie signing for significantly less in order for, you know, to make that happen. Now, LeBron James he's made a lot of money. A lot of money. I'm pretty sure he's close to billionaire status at this point. He's getting up there. I have a hard time believing he's going to just scrap $100 million to play the final years of his career in Dallas. And then you have, not to say there's anything wrong against Dallas, but, you know, he got his son playing at USC this coming up season. So it's just, things don't line up and make sense. So what I gathered from it, out of all of that, was that Kyrie is putting out a subtle confirmation that he's resigning with the Mavs.
So let's examine both of those things, because there's a lot happening there. Let's start with Kyrie. I mean, first of all, I agree with those sentiments. And again, you know, just in my checking with the Mavs side of things, the Mavs as a team certainly believe that Kyrie wants to re-sign. Now, the question from the start will be, can they reach a deal that makes everyone happy? The 5-year max that Kyrie is eligible for is $272 million over 5. The 4-year max is $210 over 4. The Mavericks naturally want to come out of this with the most team-friendly deal they can. And Kyrie Irving naturally wants to come out of this as close to the 5-272 that he can get. So it's a negotiation, and, you know, we'll see how it ends up. But yes, I mean, the Mavs have been consistent since February, since they traded for Kyrie Irving. This was not, in their eyes, a rental. They want to make this a long-term agreement. And so I do still see that as the most likely scenario. And as I've said many, many times on many, many pods, who's coming after Kyrie Irving? Where are the external suitors? Free agency is 20-odd days away as we record this. Those external suitors have not yet materialized. I personally have not been able to pinpoint a team that's planning to go after him and try to sign him away from the Mavericks. And the Lakers are thrown out constantly. But all the recent messaging from Lakerland has been that they are not going after Kyrie Irving in free agency. And so, you know, are we going to see an external market develop that, you know, would give Kyrie more leverage here? At this point, I don't see it.
All right. The Chris Paul situation in Phoenix. Do you think that opens up a possible door for another suitor, being the Suns?
Well, it's interesting because from the moment that Kyrie was traded to Dallas, the Suns and the Lakers were always the two teams mentioned as they could come after Kyrie in the offseason. The Lakers, like I said, since the trade deadline when the Lakers did make a play for Kyrie, ever since then, and then they've obviously had the second half turnaround, the trades they did make, the run to the Western Conference Finals, all the messaging since this Laker turnaround has been that they're not going after Kyrie Irving. As for Phoenix, I don't know. I genuinely don't know when the trade was made in February that brought Kyrie Irving to Dallas. Like I said, there were rumblings that Phoenix would revisit it in the offseason. But then we had the game in early March here when Phoenix came to Dallas, and KD and Kyrie, there was just like no interaction, very icy tension that you could literally feel between them. Now, am I putting too much stock in that? Do the Suns secretly want Kyrie? You know, I guess it's possible. I don't have knowledge of it. So I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see if are they moving off Chris Paul to make a run at Kyrie Irving. I guess that's what you're getting. That's what you're getting at.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're posing the question. And I think it's the right question. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But maybe they are.
I know months ago. It's different times. I know months ago. I'm talking like 3 months ago. Maybe even 4 months ago. There was they were having talks about possibly being able to land KD and Kyrie. Those were months ago. I don't know where that stands now.
Yeah, because you've got Durant and Booker as your duo, who are just two supreme scorers. And that's another thing, like, there's so much talk right now. I'm hearing so much talk, you know, send Dame to Miami so he can be with Jimmy and Adebayo. We got to remember, in this new CBA, you got to get the twosome right, because you're most likely not going to be able to afford three max guys. And if you have three max guys, you are not going to be able to put a lot of depth around them. And that's what just killed Phoenix in the playoffs. They didn't have enough around Durant and Booker. So do the Suns really want to now bring in Kyrie? And you have Durant and Booker and Kyrie, three guys who can score all night long, but then you have nothing else? I mean, I don't know that that's really the best team building path to pursue. So like I said, maybe everything I'm saying here, I'm going to look like an idiot, and it's going to come out that, hey, the Suns are, you know, the Suns are after Kyrie Irving. But to this point, I'm just saying, to this point, as we record this, I haven't heard of that team that's trying to get him. And if that happens, if a suitor emerges, then obviously a lot changes, and that puts Dallas under all kinds of new pressure.
Yeah, and that's why it's still, like, again, that the whole revelation of him trying to get LeBron and wanting the front office to pursue an avenue to get LeBron. Yeah, that's what I basically got, that he's leaning towards re-signing with the Dallas Mavericks. But to your point, there's still a lot that has to get worked out between now and free agency to make that a reality.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
All right, so look, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, free agency matters. We will be talking about these at length. We will be talking about these topics with increasing frequency as we get closer to free agency. Something tells me that very, very soon, once this series is over, this pod will become nothing else but discussions about Chris Paul's future, Kyrie Irving's future, and all the major free agent and trade and draft topics. But Chris is at the finals. It's been a very good series so far. I do want to talk some NBA finals before we go. What was the mood after game three? What did you encounter on your post-game visits to the locker rooms and catching up with people? I mean, Jokic and Murray were just, man, I mean, that was next level two-man game. The way they started the game, the way they got inside and just repeatedly did damage in the paint. You know, you started this pod by talking about the South Beach sand. Those guys they gave Denver a foothold in the South Beach sand. And that thing was, I mean, I know you are not a soccer guy, but yesterday you were in Miami for one of the greatest days in the history of South Florida sports when Lionel Messi, arguably the greatest footballer of all time, says he's coming to play for Inter Miami. That was not the ending to the evening that the locals were looking for. Down by 21 in the fourth quarter, down by so much that that's when the game ops in Miami threw the welcome to Lionel Messi sign went up when they're down 93-72 in the fourth. Not the way the Heat expected that game three to go, but I mean, that was absolutely historic masterpiece from Jokic and Murray last night. So paint a picture for us. What was post game like?
So I decided, you know, I focused on the Denver Nuggets, obviously. So I went to their locker room. I spoke with Jeff Green. I had a conversation with Jeff Green. I had a conversation with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I had a conversation with DeAndre Jordan. I had a little conversation with Jamal Murray. And I had a little walk and talk with the Joker last night, Stein.
You know, I read that and I was like, wait a minute. Did he sidle the Joker? I didn't know the Joker goes for it. The Joker goes, he allows a sidle?
hey, he was very accommodating too last night, man. But let me check this out. This is why I hope he does more in interviews, because his personality is great. So I go into the locker room, and I have got word. This is what happened. I got word that Joker had like some type of speech after that game two loss that pretty much stunned everybody. So that was my plan after the game, to start asking around. So I pulled guys to the side in the locker room, got KCP, DeAndre Jordan, Jeff Green, and they were all like, yeah, like usually. So the way it works in their locker room, the guys who are the most vocal is Jeff Green, DeAndre Jordan, and KCP. Those are the three. So after losses or wins, those are the ones those are the players who address the team, whether it's in a good way, a bad way, calling people out. It's those guys. But I was told Joker actually joined in and said something. And DeAndre Jordan said, that's rare. You know, he told me that's rare. Like KCP was like, yeah, when he says something, you got to listen. Like, because he's not going to say, he doesn't say much. And he said it was just him doing that and talking about just how they didn't come with the proper mindset and they can't do this at the finals. And, you know, he said he had more to say in addressing the team, but KCP told me that set the tone for them practice the next day, shoot around the next day. It set the tone for them to go into game three. And you know it's hard to play in Miami. And so anyways, I get all these good quotes from these players talking about just how great of a speech Joker had. And then I go to the Joker. And I, you know, I was able to walk and talk with him leaving the arena. And I asked him, I said, hey, most of your teammates are talking about just this great speech you gave and how it resonated with them. And they were just caught off guard because you never say anything. Do you know what led you to say something at that point? And he said, honestly, I don't even remember. He said, I don't remember me even saying anything. he said, so they must be crazy. I don't remember. He said, hey, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it, but I don't know. I don't remember, man. He said, if it worked, good. I'm glad it worked. It was just so nice. But he was like genuine. He was genuine about it. Like he forgot that he said something. You know, you got all these guys pumping him up and talking about how motivating he was to speak up. And he forgot about it. He didn't remember what he said. So he has a great personality that I hope he shows more. But
I'm going to actually read the quote. I'm going to read the quote. I've called up your story. Okay. Quote, honestly, I don't remember that I was talking. So if I was saying something, I don't remember what I was saying, Jokic told BR with a snicker, but in all sincerity. Quote, maybe it was just my emotions at the time. I don't remember, to be honest. Maybe they're all just crazy, but I think I'm normal. When I say something, it's not that I'm trying to be vocal. There's a purpose. When I see something, I'm going to say it. I'm never going to talk just to talk. End quote. I'm going to give you I read this story, it's the longest paragraph in here. That shocked me. Like, it's not even what he said. You got to. I thought Joker hated doing interviews so much that maybe he's done sidles and I just missed him, but a sidle of the Joker at the finals. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he was accommodating. He gave me a handshake. Hey, Chris, come on, let's talk. Let's talk. Walked on. You know, it was cool, but he doesn't. I know there were others that requested it, requested to try to get some time with him, and he didn't get it, but he was great, man. He has a great personality. And again, I just hope that he.
Yeah, no, he showed it today in the off day when the press conference started today at the podium. One of the first, he got a good X and O question and he called out Mike Singer. And he was like, take notes, Mike. As if to say to the Denver Post beat man, do step up your questions. That was good. He does have, he's got some jokes.
Nah, he's good. The Joker got some jokes. But nah, it was, so the scene. You know, I look at it like the Denver Nuggets. It's hard for a lot of reasons to play in Miami. A lot going on in Miami.
It sounds like it's hard for you to focus. Sounds like it's hard for you to focus with.
Well, let me tell you this. That's one reason I got my hotel right by the beach. I don't want to focus that much. But I will say this, Stein. I didn't know. I found this out last year. I think I told you. I might have said this before. The Miami Heat Arena has a nightclub inside the arena that's popping off during the game. Now you wonder why fans show up late to Miami Heat games. There's an actual, like, you go, it's a club. It has VIP sections all around, bottle service, nice views, eye candy, any type of eye candy you like, all over. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's happening during the game. Miami's a different place, Don.
I don't like
different
it.
Different place.
I don't like it. Different Can we just place. Focus on basketball for 3 hours?
Oh, go ahead.
Like, they
go
don't
ahead.
Have go enough. Ahead. There's not. There, no, but no, I'm just saying. There's not enough clubbing in Miami after the game. I mean, can we just have 3 hours, 2 hours where we focus on basketball? Man. I mean, the Heat are in the finals as an eighth seed. Yes, that was a rough game three, but still, the run that this team is on is incredible. I picked Denver in six because just there's no way to – I mean, the Heat are limited They're missing Tyler Hero, so they're not even at full strength. Denver has a more well-rounded team, better balance, length, more depth. The Nuggets should win this series, but Miami is the toughest team on earth. And I couldn't say that this series would end in anything less than six, because I just think no matter what strikes Miami has against them, they're going to find a way to win at least two games. So Denver looked incredible in game three. As we've all said, as Michael Malone said, it's the best Jokic and Murray have ever looked like as a duo. They're making everyone wonder now, is this the best 1-2 punch in the NBA, even though Jamal Murray still has never sniffed an all-star game? But it will not shock me if Miami wins game four. If Denver goes up 3-1, it won't shock me if Miami finds a way to win game five. I still think somehow the Heat drag this thing to six.
They could. This is a scrappy team. But the thing about the Miami Heat, Stein, they have to play so perfect because their skill level is not on par with Nuggets from top to bottom. They got to play so, man, they got to play so perfect. Guys have to really step up. It's tough, man. It's tough. I guess I can see them getting game four. I don't know, but Denver looks like they figured something out. I think the Heat felt like they might have found something in switching Jimmy Butler onto Jamal Murray in game two. Jamal didn't have that type of breakout game that he's been having in these playoffs, and then he comes in and does it on Jimmy in game three. So I don't know. It's like Miami. The thing with Miami, they need guys to have big games who aren't star players. Like, you need a Gabe Vincent to give you 15+. You need Strus to give you 15+. You need even Bam. You need Bam to give you more than what he's giving you offensively and to be more efficient offensively. So it's just tough, man. It's tough. They got to play so perfect. And then Tyler Hero. Does Tyler Hero come back for game four? I know weeks ago he was aiming for game three. So I don't know. It's a tough situation. I wouldn't be surprised, Stein, if the Nuggets close it out in five. I wouldn't be surprised.
Really? I mean, look, you're there. You have a better feel for it. And
you,
I mean,
see what,
look,
I see, though.
It's hard not to be impressed by the show that Denver put on in game three. I mean, they only made five threes. They're the only team in the playoffs, these whole playoffs, to win a game when making as few as five threes. That's how good they were everywhere else on the court. Dominated the glass. Christian Brown played the game of his life off the bench. So Michael Porter Jr., who's just really slumping and struggling, and it doesn't even hurt Denver because Brown steps right in and attacks the rim and provides that third scoring boost that as if Joker and Murray needed it, he provided it. I mean, that was just an incredibly impressive road win from Denver. And it was really, they were facing adversity for the first time in these playoffs. If they lose that game three, the noise really starts. All the doubts about the Denver Nuggets get dredged up and they shut it all down. So, they now get to play with house money in game four. And I guess we will see. Don't go to the club. Watch the game. That's my professional advice.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. If any team is up 25 or more points, I'm going to the club.
And writing it? Are you going to write a scene piece?
I don't know if you want the scene piece in there. I don't know if that'd be appropriate. I'm pretty sure it'd get a lot of clicks. It'd get a lot of clicks.
Well, you at least have a bunch of NBA players. If you do that, you at least have to give the scene piece in audio fashion on this pod.
I can do that. I probably couldn't mention names. There are NBA players in these VIP sections in this club. That might be fun to do right there. Give you a scene of Miami's club.
The thing is,
inside the arena.
I guess
the
I'm just surprised because like it's not the newest arena in the world. So it's like, is the club really that the in arena club is that fancy? You actually went in there and took a look.
I went in there and took a look.
And it was as good as a normal Miami club would be.
Yeah, regular Miami club. Have a bar right in the middle of the club. Bar, nice looking women. Giving you bar service. Nice looking women, Stein. I reiterate, nice looking women giving you, giving bar service, alcohol or whatever. And you got VIP sections and it's just people in the middle dancing, clubbing. They didn't come for the game.
It doesn't sound bad. But again, for 2.5 hours, can we just focus on hoops?
Well,
Miami has clubbing all night long. That's what they say.
It's a different scene there in Miami. And you know what, Stein? I, for one, love it.
Man, the night that the Mavericks won it all in 2011. Of course, they went to live and took it over for the whole night. What did I do? I was writing in that arena so long that when I left the arena, it was 6 or 7. It was blinding daylight when I left that arena and just walked back to my hotel for more. That was my morning brunch, walking back to the hotel because I took so damn long. I felt so much pressure writing that piece after the Mavs won it all. Took forever. Brian Windhorst still heckles me for how slow I was writing that thing. Oh, what a nightmare.
Man,
no clubbing Stein, for me, I guess, was the point. No clubbing for me was the point of that story.
I get it. And I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Stein. I get it. Hey, to each his own. I don't judge you. Don't judge me. And don't judge others.
Don't judge others
who prefer to partake in club activities during the game.
But it's a basketball game. We're there for the game.
Oh, well, some people are. It's a game within the game. You know, I'm about to do a scene setting in that club right there, man.
I don't think anyone's ever written that one. The scene piece from the Miami club during the game.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Stein.
Hopefully they at least have TVs in there so you can watch the game in case something amazing happens again.
That is a good question. Yeah, I believe they got TVs. I believe they have TVs.
How nice.
I'll tell you this, though. Nobody's watching them.
All right. I look forward to your full report. That is going to do it for the latest reunion edition of This League Uncut. It had been a week and change since Chris and I got together for a podcast. The good news is tons happened in that week and change. So we had no shortage of stuff to talk about. We will be back with you very soon again to talk about where these finals are, where they're going. Can Miami pull even before the series moves back to Denver for game 5 Monday night? And yes, I think we will continue to hear dribbles of trade, free agency, and draft news because this is going to be an eventful few weeks here with the new CBA coming in, teams looking to balance their books, make moves. There are going to be trades. I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, again, not even mid-June yet. And the free agency of Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul's future, they've been huge headlines all week right alongside these NBA finals. As always, please, friends, rate, review, and subscribe to This League Uncut. Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your pods. Chris Haynes, good to be with you again, my friend. Missed you. Like I said, mad at you Monday. Very mad at you Monday. But I'm past it. I'm over it. We're good. Great to reconnect, man.
I'm glad we could do this again. I thought you left me hanging.
Yeah, that's how it was. All right, everybody, that does it. We'll connect with you soon. Be good.
And that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.